The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now only on Stars and the Stars app. If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need bostonproper.com.
BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where women go for one-of-a-kind looks.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on bostonproper.com. From blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you'll find what you need.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at bostonproper.com.
Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else. Introducing an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, Infiniti's most luxurious full-size SUV.
The QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level.
The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel, with 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, and so much more.
Discover the next chapter in luxury. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability, summer of 2024. Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
Two teas in a pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Twat's Flashback with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge, taking it way back, way, way back to where people are unrecognizable.
Well, and also behaviors are unrecognizable because nobody, which I've realized now with Orange County and Beverly Hills, when we go back this far of time, people aren't self-producing at this point.
No,
they're just living their lives.
Very little glam. Sky tops and True Religions were in style back then.
I mean, this is how they look in their confessionals, the way I look right now.
No, like, this is how, yeah, me. And well,
actually, you look, your hair has less frizz than a lot of the confessionals.
I don't know about that.
I saw in this episode.
It's hilarious.
Okay, so we're just gonna get right into it. This is the third episode and the fourth episode of season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This episode is called Plenty of Baggage. The air date, October 28th, 2010. I love that we have a synopsis. The synopsis of this episode: Adrienne invites the women and their partners to a Jay-Z concert at her Las Vegas casino resort.
Again, they go to Vegas. Again, 2 weeks in a row.
Well, it starts off with Camille playing tennis with her friend Nick when Kelsey is gone. Camille likes to hang out with her guy friends. She and Nick are flirty, but it is all friendly, and Kelsey is fine with him.
Because Kelsey doesn't want her.
But do you believe this was just harmless flirtation?
No, I don't. And I don't think that she was into Kelsey either.
Well, I also wonder if there was maybe more than tennis being played at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot of balls played with, and they weren't the tennis type.
They weren't yellow.
I mean, would your husband be okay with you flirting and talking with somebody like that? Young, hot guy?
I mean, I can't even imagine flirting and talking like that with somebody. Well, just in general, like I just don't even
but
have
then
it in
put
me.
It on TV.
Put it on TV in my house that I share with my husband and my kids. But also, like, I'm such a bad flirt. I can't even imagine. Even if I
couldn't
wanted
even imagine
to
you
flirt,
flirting. I couldn't even imagine it.
I'm but more of like I will just nag somebody. I think
I don't... will say after watching these next two episodes, even though that Camille is a polarizing housewife, I could see why she was most hated.
I can't. It's really.
I mean, she gives Heather DeBro a run for her money with the bragging and the money talk.
She and the voice. It, like Heather's voice doesn't. I mean, granted, I have a. Guys, anytime I say something that's somewhat.
Oh, you're gonna
disarming.
Get what about
I'm
your
gonna
voice,
get ripped.
Teddy.
Listen, I understand that my voice is one of the world's worst voices. So I
no,
can say it.
Voices, those are singer voices. Anybody that can sing like you can have those kind of rough voices.
I love that you said as if I'm like, you know, on tour right now with Taylor, her opening act.
Teddy Mellencamp on tour.
What song? Just a little song about two twats. Okay, so either way, do we think Kelsey's actually good friends with Nick?
No.
Okay. Just wanted
no,
to clear
I don't think
up.
Kelsey cares either.
Then Lisa invites the group to Villa Blanca. May Villa Blanca rest in peace.
And Pomp, right? Wasn't those the two?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a long run. I didn't realize they were open that long.
Well,
what, about 10 to 12 years each?
Yeah, and you have to remember... Like, we haven't gotten to it yet, obviously, but Sheena worked at Villa Blanca. And that's how that whole entire crossover and Vanderpump Rules started. Because once Brandy came on Beverly Hills, then Lisa brought Sheena to serve at one of their events.
And the baby was born.
And the baby was born because there was a lot of drama involving Eddie Cibrian, et cetera, et cetera. But
was that on early days of Vanderpump, the Eddie and Sheena?
I don't think Eddie was ever on either of
but
the shows.
But there was chatter about it.
Oh, yes. Well, at first the drama started on Beverly Hills. And then that's how the spinoff was formed. But either way, that Kim shares that she has a date tonight. And Kyle says she is better off choosing Kim's new husband.
Every time she opens her mouth, she's like, nah, nah, nah. I mean, I kind of miss the old Kyle that was catty and shady because she's not really like that anymore. I feel like she has softened over the years.
God forbid somebody evolve.
I know. Well, don't look it up for housewives. I like my housewives catty and shady.
Camille says it's going to be difficult to be a single mom while Kelsey is away. Kyle sarcastically says it must be so hard with four nannies.
So hard. So hard. I couldn't even imagine. I don't know if it's this episode or the next one, but when she's sitting there planning her Hawaii trip and she's like, my house manager. And I'm like, I wanted to punch my screen.
Well, I also wanted to punch myself because I catch myself sometimes acting as if things are really difficult that aren't difficult. Like, I'll be like, oh, it's not in my calendar. I didn't see it. And then Katie, who works for me, is like, Teddy, you're looking at the wrong day. Like,
you got a rough life there, Teddy. You really do.
Like, I put it in your calendar. You're looking at next Tuesday. You're on this current Tuesday.
You're on the wrong month, Teddy.
Like, get it together. I know you want to be a biatch right now and think that I forgot something, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well, when you start talking about your house manager is when I'm going to have to call you out.
No, I wish I had a house manager, though, because Edwin is such a lunatic when it comes to house maintenance.
I know. Every time I'm there, there's somebody painting something.
Like if there's one scuffle, he noticed that someone came up with a suitcase and it like hit the edge.
Oh, I would too. I would too.
You know what, guys? Just let me live. Let me bonk into staircases. The most interesting part is how the times have changed. Like, could you imagine Camille getting away with announcing she has a kid with flu at home?
Like, nope. You would get bashed. And how dare you be out when your child has flu? Between that and the amount of air kissing that goes on in this show, I want to do. Side to side. It's like, oh.
Well, I do think somebody should let a person know prior to going in for like a one kiss if it's going to be one or two, because the amount of times I've had awkward, like, knowing that we're going in for a second.
I did that with a male friend that is actually from South Africa. So he went to, and I guess it's very normal to kiss on both sides. So he kissed on one side and then he went to kiss on this side and I moved and he kissed me on the lips. So like, it's a cultural thing. Okay.
I understand, but the problem is once
I don't want anybody kissing me at all. How about that?
But once one person does it, then everybody feels the need to go in for two. Like, I wouldn't assume that Taylor was going to come in for two.
I got a lot to say about Taylor in this episode.
Oh, me too.
Oh my God. But Paul bugging Adrian constantly, everything he does annoys her. I could relate. It was like me with my ex-husband. He would breathe and I'd be annoyed, but she's like, oh, the sneakers, they make too much noise.
Well, I love that she got on like her intercom or whatever. And she's like, Paul, get out of there.
Paul. It's so weird to see Paul in that role. Like he was, although, I mean, he's a successful plastic surgeon, but she's so wealthy that he was like her little bitch.
But he just like, well, also he dressed like Cruz. Like every time he's like in this little boy outfit, like just going to his mom. Like it's as if I've been yelling at Cruz for not doing his homework or reading and going on YouTube. And I'm like he walks in, he's like, yeah, mom, sorry, I didn't hear you or anything of that nature. Yeah,
Paul was very, very, a very sad soul back then, really. But well, I had to die. Lisa had some of the best confessionals. I think, what'd she say? I heard from Taylor about Russell that he's a big, sexy cowboy. And then in walks Russell.
But even when Kyle asked how Russell and Taylor met.
Yeah.
And Russell jokes that his attorney called her attorney and wrote a prenup and blah, blah, blah. And then Taylor says, actually met in a restaurant waiting for a table. She saw him and she knew she was going to be with him. And then Russell avoided her like the plague and she had to chase him for months. So my question is, did she see him in a restaurant and just know immediately he's rich and I want to be with him? Or is this like,
I don't understand.
By the suit? How would one know?
Maybe he pulled up in a Ferrari. I don't know. But Taylor packing for Russell. Do you pack for Edwin?
Yeah.
You do? I don't.
I used to pack everything, but now he pulls out the clothes. I'm trying to justify my behavior, but now he pulls out the clothes, but then I like zip things up and whatever, mainly because he's so freaking slow that I can't take it. Like I pack a week in advance. He packs the morning of when we're like,
Eddie packs 10 minutes before we leave. Drives me crazy.
But then the problem is Edwin's always right, because he'll be like, we're not going to need as much things as you packed. Like I just need a couple bathing suits and a this and a that. And then I end up with a suitcase half full of stuff I never wore. And he's worn the same thing the whole time. And I'm jealous.
Like that's like in Big Bear. I have a whole walk-in closet filled with clothes, just clothes that I don't normally wear, sweats, stuff like that. I just took them all over there. Eddie has like three hanging things. That's it. And I'm like, he's like, it's dinner time. I didn't have anything to wear. I go, because you need to pack. You need to bring stuff and just leave it here. Okay.
Yeah. I never have anything in Orange County either, cause I don't like to leave it there. But then my next question is, how long have to, in your, like, do we know this answer? How long Taylor and Russell have been together prior?
I do not know.
Because the daughter's turning six.
Four.
Oh, four?
She's turning four.
You're right. That was a 4-year old's birthday party.
Yes. With the diamonds and all that. That was ridiculous. They had to have been together maybe 5 or 6 years at that point.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But then, you know, they go to the club in Vegas. Paul says he can see why Kelsey married Camille after seeing her dancing and jokingly sticks $5 down her shirt. Okay, what would you have done if Eddie did that to one of your friends? Not even friends.
Yeah, castmates. I'd kick him in the balls right there in front of everybody so everyone could see. Like that, first of all, it's like kind of cringy and totally disrespectful. You see Adrian just over there going, really? Like, you're so gross.
Yeah. Like the way that Paul was acting, I was like, oh my gosh, he's the guy that wears sweatpants to the strip club.
Oh, he's, yeah.
You know this rule, right? I learned it recently.
What?
That men wear sweatpants to strip clubs because it's easier than
their
jeans.
Dinger?
Yeah, their dinger can feel things more than jeans.
Oh my God. Was Paul wearing?
No, but he may as well then. He seemed like all like,
ew.
The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future, contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Stars in the Stars app. Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A three-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The three-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot? Plus, two rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
But I do think in that moment, Camille handled it correctly. She's like, cheap. Like at that moment, I still was okay with the way Camille was handling
things. But you can tell when Camille's around, or they made it look like that, that she wants all the guys' attention. She interacts with the guys more than she does the girls in these next two episodes.
Yeah. Well, she says, you know, I can't remember if it was Kyle that said it or Camille said it first, but she's a guy's girl, not a girl's
girl.
She
said it. I think she said it. She likes guys better than girls.
Well, I think it might be reversed. So you just had to take whichever one was going to come like you at that point. Yeah. But what about when Adrian goes, I'm not one to show off. Slash also Adrian, hop on my private jet and come look at the hotel I own with a suite that has a basketball court in it. And then let's go dancing at my club.
Oh my God.
Well, then we get through the nightclub and the dancing and we start to see Camille saying she doesn't drink. Then they go to the pool the next day.
Is she drinking? Do we notice if she drinks or not?
Well, I have never been around, to my knowledge, Camille drunk or anything like that. And I can't, really? I'm not sure I can say that about any other housewives.
She does have a banging body.
Yeah. Well, she knows that.
She looks good in her bikini and we saw her a few times. But let me ask you, from 1 to 10, yeah, let's rate Camille's dancing and Taylor's dancing. This is Taylor.
Honestly, Taylor, I wouldn't even want to dance. It was like us trying to do the same moves that Erica did at Bet It All on Blonde. The beep, beep, toot, toot.
Yeah.
I don't beep, really beep, feel like we can call any of these things dancing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But wasn't Camille a dancer?
Yes, Camille was a dancer. I think that's how I think that was the initial attraction. Here's the thing. I want you to show me your best dance move right now. That's what I was going to say. I was about to be like.
That's it. That's all I got.
Even though you realize tonight I have to perform a choreographed dance with my family because the rules of this fantasy football league that Cruz and Edwin are in.
Yeah.
If you lose from the year before, you have to come and dance in front of the 12 other families. And they lost this year. So it means that our entire family now has to be punished for them being losers.
Did you hire a choreographer to teach you?
I just hired Camille.
You should. That would be amazing.
No, the last time I saw Camille was awkward enough. That was negative.
Well, did you like the way that Russell danced? Because according to Taylor, he didn't even dance at her wedding, at their wedding. But yet he was dancing there.
I didn't even notice. I really didn't even notice.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah, I assume it was probably as good as our dancing just was. Yep. But then we get to the pool where the shocking turn of events, Russell isn't there because he's going to Phoenix. But then he comes back from Phoenix and he doesn't really seem like he was in Phoenix. Who knows? But Kyle says to LVP, we should push Camille in the pool. And LVP says, that's a great idea as long as you do it. This may be our first glimpse into what's to come on the show. That line right there.
Yeah. LVP Kyle, saying, so that's shady.
Well, no, but LVP saying, that's a great idea as long as you're the one to do it.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it. She ain't getting her hands dirty.
Mm-hmm. I don't think much has changed in that way.
But Nick showing up in Vegas, 100% they were sleeping together. 100%. And the amount of YSL tribute heels that I saw on this episode between Kyle packing them and Camille wearing them and somebody else wearing them. I'm like, I still have mine.
Are they the ones that I always tease
you hate? They're the ones you hate. No, I wore them one time because I had a broken foot. And
yeah, I was going to say, I don't like the way that thickness looks, but everyone makes fun of my sandals that I wear all the time. But I'm sorry, those shoes are worse.
The tributes, they're classic. They really are, but they're so comfortable. People have had them for like 20 years. Like they've been around forever. They're so comfortable. I had to wear them in when I broke my toe. It's the only heels I could wear on Watch What Happens Live.
But there is no way this is a surprise.
No, but
there was a lot of women doing their best to give their sexiest moves to the camera. And it was a little rough going for me to watch. But next, do you kiss anyone besides your husband or your kids on the lips?
No, I try not to ever.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can't. Yeah. #I try not to.
I try not to. I do have a friend that's a guy that likes to kiss on the lips.
Does he like guys?
No, he's married, everything. European.
Friend of ours? My friend too?
My friend, no. So I'm like,
oh, yours being yours and Eddie's.
Yeah, not ours.
Like, okay.
Yeah, no, we're not a couple. Although Taylor said, did you see Taylor referenced you on Watch What Happens Live?
I did not. What did she say?
Well, evidently, Andy brought up. So do you feel like your Tamara, you know, she dressed up like me, was as bad as Tamara said it was? Could you have done better? And she's like, yes, it was horrible. I should have brought Teddy with me. Oh, pretty funny.
That actually, us in workout clothes and sweats would have been pretty on point.
Yep.
Taylor's bummed that Russell made her leave the night early because then they went back up to the suite. Kyle says she would be so upset if Mauricio did that to her. Russell's acting like Taylor's father. If you didn't know what happens with Taylor and Russell later, would this have been a red flag for you?
Yeah, he looked a bit controlling. And I know that because I was in a controlling relationship, just the way like she's like having fun. And she's so, even to this day, as you know, very soft-spoken and just very, okay, just goes with the flow. But like she said in her confessional, she didn't want to leave. Like they just got there. Why does she have to leave?
So. But also there are situations where sometimes your significant other will know it's time for you to go or your best.
Yeah, for sure. If you were like super drunk or something like that, or you have to get up early in the morning. But, you know, the one thing that really bugged me, did you notice when Russell was playing pool with the guys?
Tell me.
He was playing pool, but listening to every word Taylor was saying across the room.
See, you're noticing all those things because you've had quite a controlling ex.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard because as we're recapping this, you're seeing what a different type of show this was. Like now everything is about like, essentially everything's fluff comparatively.
It's all polarized. It's all huge and over the top and the designer clothes and the hair and the makeup and the trips we're going to take. Like, is it the world has changed and that's really how people are living? Or is this just for TV?
Or is it the show has changed people?
Well, the show definitely has changed people.
But then Camille says Kyle asked her questions about Hawaii and she felt interrogated. Allegedly, Kyle said to her, why would anyone be interested in being with you without Kelsey there? Lisa thinks Camille may have misinterpreted it. Do you think Kyle was trying to say, why would cameras go with Camille alone to Hawaii?
Probably.
But did we even hear her say anything like this?
I don't remember. First of all, what Camille said wasn't accurate. And it was not on camera. But it just didn't make any sense. And it made Camille just look petty. And even Kyle said, like, that's not what I said. That is not what I said.
Yeah. She said, that's not what I said. And I would assume other of the housewives at that point had wanted to go on trips alone and they were told no. And that's why if she said anything along those lines, but I don't think ever she would have said that. This is not her type to say, why would anybody hang out with you if your husband wasn't there?
Yeah.
Is Camille being hypersensitive because her marriage was on the rocks is what I believe.
But being hypersensitive, but then she's like making out, kissing, doing all kinds of nonsense.
This is way before they broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Way before it. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. But I mean, I guess the best thing that we got from this episode was Taylor and the cotton candy. And you continue to see the women not really editing themselves. If anyone is editing themselves, I would say it's Adrian.
She just looks so miserable being with Paul. She just does. So miserable. Like, why am I here with him? I could do so much better.
And Paul's just not getting the hint. Are we going to see that marriage breakup on the show, or was she gone already by then?
I can't remember.
Why? This is why we're
good question, Mellencamp.
I know. This is why this is a flashback. I never watched for the first time, so I don't know. I do remember the stuff with Brandy going down. Just because I've seen a million clips of that reunion that she wasn't at, that Adrian wasn't at, but I don't know if her and Paul were still together then.
I don't remember. I gotta say, yeah, that they do separate.
All right, well, we'll see. Then we get into episode 4. It's my party, and I'll spend if I want to.
And spend they did.
Yep. Taylor spends $60,000 on a Mad Hatter tea party to celebrate her daughter Kennedy's 4th birthday, but her husband Russell gives Kennedy a puppy as a gift, even though that was contrary to Taylor's wishes.
And did you see his face when he gave it to her? Like,
well, here's the thing. I have to take out of my knowledge that I know what's to come and just
right. Talk about it's what hard. I'm watching.
I have to just watch it per the episode. Watching per that episode, that was not a party for a 4-year-old.
No. And it's so funny when they had the dueling parties, because you have Kyle doing everything herself, calling her sister, like, can you help me? And, you know, she doesn't have enough hands. And then you see Taylor, like, this elaborate, over there.
Photo shoot.
Over there.
In her hat.
Put it over there. I need chandeliers. And by the way, did you catch the Louis Vuitton trash cans?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
your eyes were on point.
Okay, your waste management trash cans that go out to your curb every week.
Yeah.
Hers was covered with black Louis Vuitton logos.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who gives a fuck about your trash cans?
Well, Dorit does have, I think it's a Louis Vuitton or maybe it's Chanel yoga ball that I saw in one of her pictures.
And I was like, stop it. I'm going to do that to my, I'm going to get a Sharpie and do that to my yoga ball. That's right. I don't do
yoga. I'm going to do it right here on 2 T's and a pod. I'm just going to put in LV. What gifts did you give to your kids when they turned 4?
I never had the big first birthday or second. I usually waited till they were 3 because they're more aware. And I would say the biggest party we would do would get a jumpy house, get some games, maybe like some vendors to come, but that's it. Like in the street, in the backyard. Yeah,
what kind of gift? Like Dove?
Oh, you mean like a gift? Oh, for the birthday.
Yeah. Like I was sitting there thinking, giving Dove a diamond? Like give her a Barbie and she can name her Diamond. But
yeah, no, it's the crazy.
The shit that Dove loses, like she's worth an
Edwin. Exactly. No, whatever the hottest toy was, whatever they wanted. I think it's like the most elaborate thing I got them is like an electric Jeep or something they can ride in. But nothing.
Oh yeah, like a Barbie car.
Yeah, like a Barbie car or something like that. Like, no, this is ridiculous, and I feel like it was totally done just to be like bragging rights on the show.
But also the difference that we have to also remember, which now when you're on Housewives versus then, now you can work. Like I have had a couple elaborate parties, and it's because I've worked with a party planner who's done a collaboration with me in exchange for me posting or coming out on the show. She will give a percentage for free or whatever it may be.
For sure.
Season 1 of a show, that doesn't happen.
That did not happen at all.
So this is clearly
season 3 or 4 of Housewives, I did a birthday party for Spencer. I think he was like 7 or 8. And it was a pirate theme. And we lived in the end of a cul-de-sac, and I literally had a big jumpy house with a water slide. That was it.
Well, that's all they want to do. I mean,
well, you saw Kennedy's face. That's why I never really had giant birthday parties for my kids, because they don't want to be there. They're like, oh God, like, leave me alone, mom. Just let me go do my thing.
Yeah. I mean, the Dove's second birthday, I had it at the house and a lot of people. And then this last, her third, I was like, all right, we're going to go to one of those play places. I'm renting it for 2 hours. You come from 4 to 6 p.m. and then you're out. Then
I also didn't have big birthdays every year. Like, a lot of times I just have family over. You know, I made a cake. Saying happy birthday. Here's your presents.
You don't need to brag that you can make a cake, Tamara. I don't need that kind of bragging.
Okay, so I came home from Big Bear and Sophia made me this sign. It was one of my gallery shot pictures from Housewives, and I'm straddling a Harley in dress. And she, because she's really good at Photoshop, and says, happy birthday, mom. And then she attempted to make me a cake and burnt it. So we came home. Oh, she made a cake. And Eddie goes, yeah, it's in the trash. But she did honor us with her presence with going out to dinner last night, which is far and few between. She doesn't want to hang out with us that much.
She was the gift that keeps on giving by doing all the things. Mm-hmm. Well, then we continue on to see Taylor prepping for the Mad Hatter theme party. Kyle's daughter, Portia, which makes us once again realize how old we have
gotten. How old we are, yeah.
I think Kyle's party with Portia still had a lot going on. Like, it still was
For sure.
But it was a party for an actual child, but it wasn't for adults.
It wasn't cheap. And I love how she's like, I don't really like alcohol at a kid's party. And then Taylor's like, can we have more champagne?
She's like, fill the glasses. Is there any hard alcohol here?
Yeah. And then you see the little kids like drinking out of champagne glasses. It looks like it's champagne. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, all I could think about was the fact that this 4-year-old's birthday party cost more than a car. Like,
but wait a minute here. Dana Wilkie being Taylor's party planner was everything. But you could tell that Dana was a little desperate to get on the show with her $25,000 sunglasses.
Why did I think that Dana was a lawyer?
I don't know what she does. I know she's a podcaster now.
But I'm curious, did she just play a party planner so that she could be there? Like, was she actually a friend of Taylor's?
I don't know. But when I saw her on TV, I was like, oh, forgot about that face.
Yeah.
And I don't know what season she comes in. Is she like an actual housewife in the future?
When she comes on next season, she's a friend of.
She's a friend of. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Is Kennedy's party more for Taylor or for Kennedy?
For Taylor.
100%.
For Taylor.
I mean, visually it looked beautiful, but even Lisa Vanderpump, who's probably got more money than God, was like, this is a little over the top.
Yeah. Even Lisa Vanderpump paid Kyle a compliment on how the party was really great for her daughter. Like, that. Yeah. That's what you want. And especially, like, listen, granted, the only thing I probably would have shifted is I'm okay with a glass or two of champagne at a kid's party. It's called coping for me. But I don't know. I was confused by why there wasn't any real like hanging out with your own child at the party, or even like getting them comfortable with the friends. Like, it was mainly adults. Like, mm-hmm. Did we even see kids other than when they got their take home diamonds?
Little spurts, like kids running, and that's it.
So in Russell's defense, the happiest that she seemed the entire party was getting
a puppy.
Dog.
Yeah. I mean, but what kid isn't going to be excited about a puppy? Hey, 4-year-old, would you like a puppy or a diamond Barbie necklace?
To match with your mom.
Yes. No, I want a puppy.
I want a puppy for mom to take care of, or one of Camille's 4 nannies. Then
speaking of Camille.
Yeah. You go ahead. Take it.
Oh my God. When Camille first meets Kelsey, he had just gotten out of rehab and she dedicated her life to his sobriety. She says she lost her sense of self because she was taking care of Kelsey. Do you think it's selfish of Camille to think like that? Like, I married somebody that's freaking loaded. I had nothing. And oh my God, I had to take care of him when he had a drinking problem.
Well, I think the key part of this sentence is he had gotten out of rehab when she first met him. So she knew already what she was getting herself into.
Right.
So at that point, I mean, I always think like, and you know, we talk about it with Eddie and Edwin, like they're not big drinkers.
No.
And so if we're going to brunch or we're doing whatever, and like I have a glass of champagne or a Aperol spritz or whatever, like he may give me like a little look like, hell.
This is us when we go to a restaurant, like for the day that before my birthday or 2 days before my birthday, we went to Cartier, right? So we stopped South Coast Plaza, which we hardly ever go. And we went to a restaurant there and they're like, would you like anything to drink? And I'm like, you go first. And he's like, yeah, I think I might have a Moscow Mule. I'm like, what? Yeah. What?
I know. So, but it's different because neither one of us was ever in rehab. So
right.
I just think it changes the dynamic with that conversation. But also if you are in a position where you're setting yourself up to take care of somebody, that's what you set up. Like I've let Edwin know.
Does he really need to be taken care of? He just went through rehab.
I didn't mean it in regards to rehab. I think that she just made sure that everything was to his liking.
But the constant bragging about what she does and who she's married to and the constant talking of the house managers and the nannies and she has zero taste of what real life is about.
I also wanted to point out that on her way to her wedding, I think his name's David. I guess this is kind of shitty to say. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
Say it.
I haven't had a drink, so I feel bad. She made this huge big deal about, you know, you guys saw it when we were filming Beverly Hills, that I hadn't said hi to her daughter when I was entering the plane.
I forgot about that, yeah.
But it's because I didn't know that her daughter, like we're walking through, we're being filmed. I had no idea. But also she sat herself and her assistant in first class and her daughter in the back.
Ooh.
Which, listen, why? There are times I wish I could ditch Dove. And one time somebody reported that I ditched Dove. But nope. But you know, today, if a housewife was going on a vacation alone, production would be like, okay, see you when you get back. Take your iPhone. Here's film, B-roll. Yeah,
for
like,
sure.
There was a whole, like, A crew was there and they were definitely ready for Camille to get in the hot tub with her friends. That, once again, Camille is bragging about taking care of
them. It was them, right? That she was bragging she took care of them and they got to, what in her voice? And they got to stay in one of our houses.
And we have it.
While he was out of work and we gave him one of my cars too. Shut up. God.
Well, a part that I did like was when you see, I feel like Lisa Vanderpump was the softer side of her. Like she was funny, but she was a little softer back then. Maybe because you're seeing the relationships that she has with her kids, which I never saw. I was like, we never.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe once did we film with Pandora, but we see the story about Lisa's son, Max, was adopted at 6 months old and how he has struggled to be a part of the family of high achievers. I feel like a different word could have been used.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lisa used.
Damn him. He wants to play the guitar. He doesn't want to be a high achiever.
Damn him. He doesn't want to run one of my
have
restaurants.
Have you not? Oh, wait, you ever met Teddy's dad?
Well, she used to drop Max off at school and he would leave class to go smoke pot. And because of this, they decided to send Max. Okay. They decided to send Max to a school in Idaho to stay with his godmother. I want to be like, is this the same godmother that took Lucy Juicy Apple Goosey?
Right.
But then Max comes back. He surprises her and wants to go to the Musicians Institute on Hollywood Boulevard after he graduates. This audition was the most, or application was an interesting application for me. Like you just go and you play whatever song sitting on a stair, not
you know
even
what?
On stage.
Cause I'm looking for music schools for Sophia right now. Most of them are in LA and I don't think she's ready to make that jump to living in LA. And so I'm like, oh, where's this school at? So I Googled it.
Well, can you let me know if there's a formal application where you sing and do your thing or it's just, you just walk in,
you just
talk
walk
to
in
the head
say,
guy. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future, contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Starz in the Starz app. Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A three-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The three-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot? Plus, two rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Do you think that Lisa's worried more so about Max and treats Max differently than she treats Pandora? Or do you think it's...
Well, I think that Pandora maybe was an easier child to raise. And Max is, like she said, he was smoking pot at a young age. She's worried about drugs. So I think she was concerned about his well-being and maybe he never felt like he fit in. Now, Pandora is their biological, right?
Yes. And she I think we heard on this episode that she was valedictorian at Pepperdine, all those types of things. So it also can be really hard. My sister and I are lucky. Neither of us got good grades.
But so I've heard from a lot of people that have been adopted. When they get older, they're kind of like, who am I? And maybe he was just trying to figure things out.
Then getting back to Camille. Camille says she has the Jesus complex. She says giving back feeds her soul, and it's what makes her feel like a good person. She lives to help people, and it completes her. Okay. Jesus wasn't self-important. Mm-mm. Camille has more of like, I'm so much better than you complex. Like,
she does. I mean, talk about delusional. But she's kind of reality TV gold because she's really the only one that's acting like this and the only one that's getting viewers annoyed. So she was good.
I mean,
Camille, kind of like a car wreck. She was good.
Can't Camille's stop watching. Jesus. Yeah. Camille's Jesus complex and Taylor's spending is
who?
Definitely...
Wait. Oh, no, it wasn't Taylor. It wasn't Camille's. It was Taylor. She had like a Dwight or somebody like that. That was Dwight. He got his own confessional.
You understand that Dwight then became besties with Lisa Vanderpump afterwards. And then after that. That's the same Dwight. He's at every housewife event. And he switches housewives that he's besties with.
Oh, my God. He's still around.
He's still around. I think. Yeah. He is always. I think he has a husband. He's always with the husband. Like the first time I ever filmed at Villa Blanca, Dwight was there. I forgot who he became besties with after Lisa Vanderpump. I'm sure we can go on his Instagram and easily.
And you'll see. He's a housewife hunter.
So, yeah. Then we get back into Taylor, and which we kind of already talked about.
Not a lot of Kim in this episode.
Not a lot of Kim.
Or the other one. Third or fourth. Not a lot of Kim.
I feel like Kim's going through it already. You can tell. You know, she's moving into her place, then she shows up late, and then she says, I don't know. I just feel like they're such different communicators.
Mm-hmm.
It's like always going to get lost in translation.
Always.
Like, it's even like when me and Sutton try to have a conversation, we never end up on the same page. We don't track what the other's saying. And so then one of us gets offended and then one of us doubles down when it's not necessary.
Kind of like us on the pod.
Kind of like us when you have diarrhea on the pod.
I just heard that Dwight is still best friends with Taylor. Still best friends.
Well, good job. Good job, Dwight.
So Portia's party cost $12,000.
Yeah.
And hers cost $60,000. I think they both were beautiful. But I like that Kyle really was hands-on. And it was more geared towards. So I mean, I would have gone to either one, but I really leaned towards Kyle's birthday party.
If I was going with a child, I would choose Kyle's 1,000,000%. What is my child going to enjoy more? Like there's like a petting zoo and a train and a jumpy thing. Like all the things your kids want. I'm nervous because Slate was invited to a birthday this Saturday afternoon and it's a high tea. And I'm like, I've never been to a high tea. And Slate's also 10 and like thinks she's a teenager. But like, this is, I guess.
So you have to get her like a big old tea dress?
I don't know. I've never been to a tea.
I've been to a tea party, Ultimate Girls Trip, and I went on Revolve and got a cute little tea dress, like a little floral, puffy sleeves, puffy at the bottom. I felt.
But then what
cute.
Do? We drink tea?
We drink tea and we act like we're very fancy.
And then do we eat food?
Little sandwiches, cucumbers and cream cheese and white bread.
All right.
Maybe a little tuna sandwich.
Do I need to wear a tea dress?
Yes, I'll send you mine.
Great. I feel like
it's actually really cute.
Maybe I could borrow Taylor's from the Mad Hatter party. But either way, I do hope that we start seeing them have a little bit more fun. I don't know if that ever happens at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, we do see Kim finally in this episode. She shows up late. Where was Kathy? Why wasn't Kathy there? Did she like refuse to film?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Wasn't that like the height of like the Hiltons?
Well, it's about to get ugly between the Kim and
the scenes for next week or the mid-season or whatever the heck it's called. I was like, I have anxiety already. I have anxiety already. It's not even my family. And this was however many years ago.
I would never want my family on the show. Never.
Yikes. Well,
all right. Well, that's it. That's a wrap.
That's all she wrote. All right, guys, make sure that you're watching along so that you can comment. Let us know anything that we missed so that we can focus in on it on the next pod. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need BostonProper.com.
BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where women go for one-of-a-kind looks.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on BostonProper.com. From blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you'll find what you need.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at BostonProper.com.
Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. The formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Introducing an SUV where everything, for every passenger, feels just right. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, Infiniti's most luxurious full-size SUV.
The QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level.
The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel. With 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, and so much more.
Discover the next chapter in luxury. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability, summer of 2024. Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.